Hey everybody, and welcome back to another deep dive. This time, we're tackling a topic that's, it's something that's really important for everybody, really. But we're going to focus on teens today.
Okay.
It's emotional intelligence EQ. We've got a great source to help us unpack this 4-H emotional intelligence Ready, Set, Go by Terrence Cole. You know, it came back to being a teen. It was rough.
Yeah.
There was so many feelings. So many big emotions.
Thoughts of ups and downs.
Right. And I didn't know what to do with them half the time.
Yeah, it's tough.
So maybe this will be helpful for some of our younger listeners. Or even some of us who are
yeah,
a little bit older. Maybe we can learn a thing or two.
Well, you know, emotional intelligence is really this. I think about it as a life skill.
Right.
We focus so much when we're young on, you know, book smarts. But
yeah,
emotional intelligence really helps us to kind of thrive, not just survive. Really understanding and managing emotions, our own and also the people around us.
Okay, so this book we're looking at today has this Ready, Set, Go framework. What's that all about?
Well, the ready is all about just being aware of your emotions. Like,
yeah,
how are you feeling at different points throughout the day?
Yeah.
You know, what's going on inside? What are you noticing?
That's like checking in with yourself.
Yeah, exactly.
I remember when I was a teen, I don't think I ever did that. It was just like one big jumbled mess of emotions. Like I get so angry so easily and I had no idea why. It just,
yeah,
you know, slam doors, yell at my parents. It was a mess.
Yeah. And you know, and that's where understanding our triggers can really help us.
Triggers.
Yeah. Triggers are like those things that kind of spark those strong emotional reactions.
Okay. Be things in our environment.
You know, things happening around us or even, you know, things that we're thinking.
Okay.
So for example, let's say you're a teenager. Your friend cancels plans at the last minute.
Oh, that's the worst.
That's an external trigger, right? Something's happened outside of you that's making you upset.
Yeah.
But then what if? That makes you think like, see, nobody ever wants to hang out with me.
Oh.
That thought, that's an internal trigger. And okay, that can lead to, you know, even more negative emotions. It's that spiral.
I see. Wow. So how do you figure out what your triggers are?
Well, you know, journaling can be really helpful. Encourage teens, you know?
Yeah.
To kind of keep track of those times when they're feeling those big emotions, like what happened, what was going on, and what thoughts were they having. And over time,
yeah,
they might start to notice some patterns.
Okay, like, oh, this always seems to make me feel angry.
Exactly. Or this always seems to, you know, make me feel sad.
Yeah.
And that can be really helpful to kind of start to get a handle on things.
Okay, so we've identified our triggers. We're starting to understand our emotional landscape. What's next?
Well, then we move into the set phase.
Okay, the set phase.
Which is all about prepping ourselves to handle those big emotions. And, you know, a huge part of that is empathy.
Empathy. Okay, so like feeling sorry for somebody?
No, not just feeling sorry for someone, but really trying to understand their perspective. Even if you don't agree with them, even if you think they're wrong, it's really about trying to see the world through their eyes and understand where they're coming from.
Right, like walk a mile in their shoes.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So for example, let's say your friend is really upset because they didn't make the basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
Sympathy would be saying, oh, it's too bad. But empathy is really trying to understand, how are they feeling? Are they disappointed? Are they embarrassed? And even if you think, you know, they should just try out again next year, taking that moment to connect with their feelings can make a huge difference.
I get it. Yeah, that's so important. And I think I've definitely been on the wrong side of that before, where I've just totally misjudged somebody's actions because I wasn't really trying to see things from their perspective. And once you do that,
it can totally
change your whole viewpoint.
Yeah. And, you know, once we've kind of tapped into that empathy, we can also start to use some calming techniques.
Calming techniques?
Yeah. You know, just to kind of help us stay grounded when those big emotions hit. Things like deep breathing or counting to 10 can be surprisingly effective.
You know, I got to admit, I've had some pretty awkward moments trying to breathe my way through a stressful situation. Like I'll be so focused on taking deep breaths that I completely zone out of the conversation.
Well, it takes practice, right?
Yeah.
But it's about finding what works for you.
Okay.
Some people, they find it helpful to take a break from a heated situation, maybe listen to some music, go for a walk, just to clear their head, anything that helps them to kind of regain their composure.
Yeah, just that reset.
Exactly.
Okay, so we've prepped ourselves, we've got empathy, we're using calming techniques. What about that go phase?
All right, so the go phase, this is where the rubber meets the road. This is all about action.
Okay.
but taking mindful action. We're not just reacting on autopilot. You know, we've identified those triggers. We've kind of prepped ourselves. Now we're using that knowledge to create a little space between feeling and doing.
Okay. So we're not just like knee-jerk reacting to everything.
Yeah.
We're taking a moment to pause and think things through. You know, that's something I really struggle with. I'm a very like impulsive person.
Mm-hmm.
So my instinct is to react immediately, especially when I feel you know, hurt or angry or something.
Yeah.
So how do you create that pause?
Well, I like to think of it as kind of like hitting the pause button on a movie.
Okay.
Right? You're watching something, things are getting intense. You hit pause, you take a breath, you kind of assess the situation, and then you decide how you want the story to unfold. And it's the same thing with our emotions.
I like that analogy.
Yeah, you know, so one strategy is to just ask yourself, what's going on here? What am I feeling?
Mm-hmm.
And what do I want to do about it?
Okay, just that little check-in can make a huge difference.
Exactly.
In that pause, is that when we would use those I statements?
Yeah, I statements are a great tool for this go phase because you're really taking ownership of your own feelings.
Okay.
So instead of saying, you always make me feel bad, you know.
Not very helpful.
Not really, because you're blaming the other person.
Right.
So instead, you could say, I feel hurt when you don't listen to me.
Okay. So it's about focusing on your own experience.
Exactly. Without attacking the other person.
I see. But it's still being assertive.
Right. You're not just
stuffing
your feelings down.
Right. You're communicating them in a healthy way.
Exactly. And you know it invites the other person to understand your perspective without feeling attacked.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. But, you know, I will say, statements, they're not always a magic solution.
Okay. What do you mean?
Sometimes.
Yeah.
It can feel a little bit formulaic.
Okay.
You know?
Like you're just reading from a script.
And it's important to be genuine in your expression. So you know. Don't get too caught up in the specific words.
Okay.
It's really about finding that balance between being assertive and also being kind.
Okay, so we've got our ready, our set, our go, this framework for navigating our emotions. And it sounds like it's not just a one-time thing. It's a process we can keep coming back to again and again.
You know we're going to face new challenges. We're going to have new experiences. And these tools can really help us navigate those things in a healthy way.
Right. And I think the important thing is that we can keep developing our emotional intelligence.
Absolutely. It's a lifelong journey.
Yeah.
So think about this. Now that you've got these EQ tools in your toolkit, what's one situation in your life where you can try them out this week?
Ooh.
Maybe it's a disagreement with a sibling. Maybe it's a stressful test at school. Or even just dealing with a friend who's having a bad day.
That's a great question. I like that. Well, hey. Thanks for diving deep with us today. Remember, emotions are part of what makes us human. It's not about erasing them. It's about understanding them and using them as a source of strength and connection. So keep diving deep into the things that matter. And we'll catch you next time. See ya.